We welcome you into the studio. Dave Spadaro joined by former Eagles linebacker Ike Reese. And we've got a lot to talk about here as the Eagles look at Sunday night, a chance to clinch a playoff berth, win the NFC East in Dallas. And Ike, you've been in the position. You despise the Cowboys like all of us. How sweet is this moment to clinch against Dallas?
Well, I tell you, this is just the cherry on the top to what's been a remarkable, unexpected, fantastic football season. It really has. I mean, you get to this point in the season, you want to have meaningful football games. The Eagles have put themselves in position to play in January. And what better way to do it than have the opportunity to clinch the NFC East against the Dallas Cowboys in Dallas?
How different is it for a team that's never been in this position to go and nail, put that final nail in it?
It is a little different. And, you know, with this team, though, Dave, while there is a nice mixture of youth on the team, there are enough veterans here that have either tasted postseason play before or have gotten so close that they're not going to let this moment slip away. So when I talk to the players on the team, around the team, everybody seems to be focused. They know what the goal is. They know what the task is. They know how difficult it's going to be. And they're looking forward to the challenge.
We're watching a little of number 58, Trent Cole, 3 sacks the other night. You can appreciate it more than many, many others. From a football standpoint, Ike, talk about the challenge that he had going from a hand-in-the-ground defensive end to a stand-up linebacker coming off the edge.
I'm so proud of the way Trent has handled everything this year. You know, being asked to move to a different position. We watched him in the spring OTAs training camp look like a fish out of water, look totally uncomfortable playing that outside linebacker position, dropping back into coverage. And he's adjusted. The one thing I'll give him a ton of credit for is that his effort never wanes. You know, he's going to always give you maximum effort. That's the type of guy Trent Cole is. And you can tell he's worked at the other aspects of being an outside linebacker in a 3-4 defense. The pass rushing ability, that'll always be there because he's a natural pass rusher. But doing the other things, learning to see the game from a two-point stance, seeing the whole field as opposed to just focusing in on that guy. I'm proud of him because it's hard to teach old players new things to do. So many older guys are stuck in the ways they've been doing, especially when they've had success like Trent has
right.
In years past. They don't want to change. But he accepted the challenge. He's embraced it. He's been the defensive MVP the second half of the season. And we've known Trent his whole career. He's been a guy that's tailed off his production the second half of the season as opposed to the first half of the season. And here's where Chip Kelly's sports science coordinator comes into play. Trent Cole seems to be getting stronger as the season has gone along here. And I'm just happy to, not just because he's wearing my old number 58, but because he's always been an overachiever and he's fought against all odds and he's doing it again this year. I'm happy to see the success he's having this year.
I think the whole defense really is kind of in that same boat.
It's true.
An overachieving defense that has done it with discipline. They've done it with teamwork. They've done it with effort. And now on Sunday night, they get a chance to play a Dallas Cowboys team with a backup quarterback on the field, Kyle Orton, a veteran player who knows his way around the game, certainly. I wonder, what happened 2 weeks ago against Matt Castle? That's still got to be fresh in their minds, right?
Yeah, I think it was just a classic case of, you know, the ebb and flow of the NFL season. They had been riding a 5-game winning streak. You know, they still put up 30 points, almost 500 yards offensively. So I can't say it was a trap game per se. I think it was just Minnesota had a great game plan, which was get the ball out of Matt Castle's hands as quick as possible. They didn't allow the Eagles front seven to ever really get much pressure on him. And he's a veteran quarterback that understands coverages. He knew where to get rid of the football. And quite frankly, we just didn't play well. The energy level on the defensive side of the ball wasn't where it needed to be, where it had been in previous weeks. But I tell you what, I like what I saw last week versus the second-best offense in the NFL in the Chicago Bears. I mean, that's an Eagles defense. That was their best performance of the year, what they did against the Chicago Bears, holding that team to just 11 points. You know, that offense of the Bears looked completely out of sync the whole night. You barely heard from Brandon Marshall until late in the game. Matt Forte, who's one of the best running backs in the NFL, basically was non-existent in that game Sunday. So as awful of a game as the defense had against the Vikings the week before, they were twice as good, in my opinion, against the Chicago Bears last week.
How do you look at the Eagles' offense on the other side of the football here, matching up against a Dallas defense that's struggled so much this season?
You see, I'm smiling, right?
Yeah,
it's just because when you talk about this offense, it really makes your face light up because I'm a defensive guy, and I don't have a clue how you slow this offense down. When Chip Kelly talks about making the defense defend the whole field, all 11 guys, I finally started to understand what he means when he says that. And when you have guys going in motion to the left, guys going in the right, you have to account for every player. And eventually you're going to get a guy like Shady McCoy one-on-one, and nobody can defend
that. It's defending vertically. It's defending horizontally. It's defending sidelines. It's space.
It's a simple concept.
Getting your players in space.
But not many offensive coordinators or coaches have used this concept at this level. Chip has brought this whole concept using the whole field to his advantage, and the NFL defensive coordinators have not caught up to it yet.
Take us inside what it's like. You're sitting around all day on Sunday. The game is not until Sunday night. You've got the entire division on the line. How do you save it for the field?
That's tough. It really is. And depending on where you are in your career, meaning if you're a younger player, it's going to be a lot more difficult to, you know, keep your mind off the game. You know, Nick Saban used to tell me when I was in college, when we played late games like this, he would say, don't play the game before the game is played, meaning that don't spend all day thinking about every aspect of the game, going through your mind, what you're going to do, because mentally you'll be drained. Do something to get away from football for a few hours, and then as you get closer to time to head to, you know, pregame meal and all those things, then you can start to get your mind back around it. But in an earlier part of the day, hey, go for a walk, rent a movie in the hotel room, do something that's completely away from the game of football so that you don't spend 7 hours thinking about that game Sunday night. Because we know you spent the whole week thinking about it. The last thing you want to do is drain yourself mentally on game day.
Well, we're almost there. I save some energy, all right?
Yes.
All right, Ike Reese, we thank you so much for joining us in studio. He's ready to go.
Can I play?
Yep. So we'll talk about that. Thanks for joining us on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.